This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This evening we are here at Bell Fountain High School for the second time in 3 years. Tonight, it's the sixth game of a more than 80-game boys and girls regular season and tournament basketball schedule on scoresbroadcast.com. The Sydney Yellow Jackets open on the road at Bell Fountain. The 2016-17 version of the Yellow Jackets with head coach John Willoughby at courtside have taken the floor and are finishing warm-up drills before the start of this varsity tilt here tonight. 30 years, Chuck, for head coach John Willoughby at the helm of Houston High School. He did a tremendous job there. He noted for Ken Barhorst, sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in the SDN Winter Sports Preview, that yes, perhaps the talent will be better, but so will the competition. He said, I'm ready for the challenge. It all starts tonight.
Yeah, I mean, basketball is basketball. And yes, he's going to be playing against better athletes on a nightly basis than he did in the Shelby County League, but hopefully for his sake, he has better athletes too. So, you know, I think it's going to be a wise. John's going to do a great job. One of my favorites, and he will be a real asset to the Yellow Jackets.
And his team here at Sydney will have the speed, the quickness to play a lot of tight man-to-man.
Right, and he likes man-to-man, and they will run the floor. And it's going to be fun for him. I can't imagine how excited he is right now.
Coach Willoughby said a few minutes ago, Andre Gordon is fit, ready to go. The wrist is virtually completely healed, and he should be in tip-top shape tonight.
Well, I was watching him shoot out there, and it's his left hand for one thing, which is helpful.
Right.
But, yeah, it doesn't look like it's bothering him in the least.
Andre Gordon, injured during the football season, missed most of it, is ready for basketball. And, of course, he is out there on the floor, much needed, 13 points a game. 5 rebounds a game a year ago, I think 6-plus assists per contest, 3.5 steals. Wow, those are unbelievable numbers for a young man who was a freshman one season ago.
He was a freshman, and I'll tell you, I've been around this game for more years than I like to say out loud. He had one of the best dunks I've ever seen, especially in a high school game against Big One. He looked like the Red Sea parted. He took off from the foul line, and the picture in the Pickwa paper was all these kids looking straight up as he was slamming the ball down. He is an athlete.
A Garbery Jim shook. It was an earthquake.
Yeah, no doubt.
A record-breaking football running back, Isaiah Bowser, starts on the basketball floor tonight. 6 points a game a year ago. He was on the floor every single contest. Only five of the young men on the Sidney basketball roster did not play football, Chuck, and that means that head coach John Willoughby will bring a lot of mental and physical toughness to the court this season.
Well, hopefully they play defense better than they played in football. But I'm sorry, that probably wasn't a nice thing to say. And they're not going to be as big as they were last. I mean, they were a really big basketball team last year. This year, they're a lot more balanced as far as size goes. But you got Alec Gordon, who is just an absolute man out there.
A 6'2", Devin Rogers in the middle. Boy, he is a block of a young individual.
Yeah, he's a heck of a football player, and he plays a lot bigger than 6'2". He takes up a lot of room. You know, size doesn't really matter rebounding. It's your ability to go get the basketball. He boxes out, and he is a great big kid.
Yeah, 7 points a game, 5 rebounds last season. You alluded to the Sidney team being a bit taller a year ago. Lorenzo Taborn is gone. He was a monster. And the sharpshooter, Cameron Gallimore, graduated. He'll be missed.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, that kid could flat out shoot it.
Rattez Roberts, 6'3", will start in this game tonight, along with Josiah Hudgens, a 6-foot sophomore. He gives the Yellow Jackets that get up and go on the outside. Advantage Bill Fountain, Chuck, in terms of the fact the Chieftains have played a game already, beating Salina at the Salina gym by 3 points in comeback fashion this past weekend.
It does help to have a game under your belt, but I think that's only going to help for like the first quarter. After that, everything kind of evens out. But Salina, if they're still playing in that lovely gym they used to have, that's a tough place to win a basketball game.
Yeah, Sidney Yellow Jackets, 17-8 1 year ago, 6-4 in the GWAC North. Steady improvement for Sidney over the last few seasons. 9-14 in 2014-15, 5-5 in the GWAC North. 5-18 overall in 13-14, 2-8 in the GWAC North, 3-20 overall back in 2012-13, 3-7 in the GWAC North. So it's getting better and better, significant improvement for the Sidney Yellow Jackets basketball team, and we hope for an even better campaign here in 16-17.
Well, I mean, they lost 8 games last year, and when we saw a few of them, and the problem was they would get a lead, but they would not quit playing like tempo basketball. They never adjusted to the lead, so they would let their leads get away from them in the fourth quarter. Coach Willoughby ain't going to let that happen.
Sidney lost 8 games a year ago, Chuck, 4 by 7 points, one other game in overtime.
Right.
So Sidney very easily could have garnered 20 wins in the 15-16 season.
They were talented enough to win 20 last year.
Two very close games between these two clubs the last two seasons, both won by Sidney, 44-42 and 44-43. We would anticipate the winner tonight needing at least 50, maybe even 60. It'll be an up-and-down game for Sidney for sure. Bill Fountain wants to pull it back out, Chuck, and play 5-on-5, which is what the Chieftains did pretty well in the second half versus Salina over the weekend.
Well, they've got a little size on them, and I think that's going to be a help for Bill Fountain, but they're going to have to get back because Sidney's going to run, and then they're going to run, and then they're going to run.
Uh-huh. And Dawson Tillman, 6'5" tall. He's a junior on the inside, or I should say a senior, an important cog for the Chieftains on the front line. Jack Clement, a heady guard, a 6-footer. Just a sophomore, he canned 15 in the win over Salina this past weekend. So Bill Fountain can score inside, outside.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm an old Chieftain, but enough years ago that I don't think anybody here is going to recognize me. But they're going to be, if they can play a half-court game and keep this a half-court game, they'll stay in it. If they try to get into a running match with Sidney, I think they're going to have a problem.
If the varsity game tonight, Chuck, is anything like the JV tilt, we're going to have a barn burner. That was one heck of a JV game.
The Sydney Yellow Jackets trailed by a dozen late in the third quarter and wound up winning by seven, outscoring Bell Fountain by 19 over the last 10 minutes.
Well, and it kind of alludes to what I talked about Sydney last year. Bell Fountain had the lead, came down, took an ill-advised shot with about 19 seconds to go. They came down and took a three, and this is the end of the third quarter, up 10. Instead of taking the last shot, they took another three. Sydney came down, hit a three, cut it to seven, had the momentum, and won the basketball game.
Fine JV tilt for two young performers for the Yellow Jackets. Aaron Taborn had 16. Keith Lee had 16. 32 between them. Sydney made all the plays down the stretch, and head coach John Willoughby saw the tail end of that JV game. He witnessed the second and third quarters, which were not so good. He had a big smile on his face when that JV game ended.
Well, I'm sure when he came out of the locker room and saw what the score was, he was a little surprised.
So many thanks to great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com to make possible the 90-some boys and girls regular season and tournament games here on Scores Broadcast. We appreciate the help from folks like American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Gratitude as well to these underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. These underwriting sponsors from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com last March during the high school basketball tournament. Thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. As you mentioned, Chuck, slight height advantage to Bell Fountain, which features the 6'5 Dawson on the interior. How does Sydney cope with that?
Well, I mean, kind of the same way that we saw St. Henry cope with it. You kind of spread the floor on them, make them play defense on the perimeter, and go to the basket. St. Henry worked at the perfection against Rushi on Saturday night.
Very good observation. Yeah, Dawson Tillman at 6'5", Spencer George at 6'5", will both post up on the block, left and right. They'll go high-low. First-year head coach for the Bell Fountain Chieftains, Jason Colton, was very pleased with his team's rally against Salina on the road in the opening game, down by 9 at one point in the second quarter. The Chieftains came back, pulled it out of the fire. Jack Clement, a sophomore guard at a Sterling game, he rifled in 15 points. This the opener for 2016-17 for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. And the first game here at Sydney for head coach John Willoughby, who's taken over the reins after 3 decades at Houston. We'll return with starting lineups in the opening tip in just a moment. Bell Fountain on the road, or I should say Sydney on the road, here at Bell Fountain for the Yellow Jackets opener in 2016 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here in Bell Fountain. We've had the introduction of the starting lineups. Playing of the national anthem is upcoming. Chuck, it is very important for these two teams to get off to good starts. Head coach Carlton of Bell Fountain disappointed his team didn't play a better first half at Salida away from home. Sydney on the road tonight must get off to a good beginning. Push those jitters aside under first-year head coach John Willoughby.
Well, and you're right. They got to get rid of the jitters. They got to play with excitement. If they do that, they'll be just fine.
Sydney played Trotwood last year to 2 9-point games, both losses, but we know the Yellow Jackets can get up and down the floor. Starting lineups are next. Opening tip-off to follow on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Sydney Yellow Jackets go with Isaiah Bowser, 6 feet a senior, in the starting lineup with Devin Rogers in the middle, 6 feet 2 inches tall, a junior. Rattez Roberts, 6'2 and a half, a sophomore. Andre Gordon, 6'1, a sophomore. Josiah Hudgens, 6 feet tall and a sophomore. 3 10th graders in the opening five for head coach John Willoughby's team. Bell Fountain, a much bigger club. 3 young men in this Chieftain starting five, taller than the biggest young man on the court for Sydney here tonight. Dawson Tillman, 6'5", a senior, opens up in the middle for Bell Fountain. He is joined by Spencer George, 6'5", and a junior. Hayes Roebuck in the starting five, 6'2", wing player, a senior. Nolan Robson, 6'3", wing player, a sophomore, and Jack Clement, 6 feet tall, a soft, rounding out the starting five. Opening tip won by Sydney. Yellow Jackets quickly down the floor, inside to Rogers. Rogers posts up, flips up a 7-footer, soft touch, bouncing, in it goes. Good start for Sydney. 2-0, Yellow Jackets on top. Rogers is a blockbuster of a man on the interior. He will be tough to stop for Bell Fountain all night long. Here's a quick runner by Robson from the right wing for Bell Fountain, left it short, and Sydney comes down with a rebound. Firing a 21-footer right out of his chute is Andre Gordon. It hit the ring, bounded out on the arc, picked up by Roberts. Roberts to the long three-point gunner, no good by Josiah Hudgens, way short. Bill Fountain made an errant pass. Sydney picked it off. Look at Gordon go. Andre rips down the floor, drives, and lays it through. 4-0 in favor of Sydney. Bill Fountain can't afford to shoot it quickly. The Chieftains must take a little time off the clock. Make Sydney work some on defense. First trip down the floor, Bill Fountain bumped it up right away. That's to Sydney's liking. Here's a bad cross-court pass by Bell Fountain. Intercepted by Gordon again. He spurts down the floor, twisting to the rim. A left-hand layup is a beauty. Great start for Sydney, Chuck. We talked about it just a minute ago. 6-0 Yellow Jackets, a minute and a half gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Well, just what head coach John Willoughby for Sydney wanted. Fine introduction to the 2016-17 season for the Yellow Jackets. In about a minute 30, Sydney bolts on top of Bell Fountain, 6-0. Chieftains have the ball to our right. Bell Fountain's numbers very difficult to read.
Yeah, boy.
White numbers on white jerseys with very thin red outlining around the numbers. Wow, what a challenge. And we're only about 10 rows up, and it's still tough. Sydney's defense rock solid here on a 30-second possession by Bill Fountain. Here's Clement driving to the lane.
loops into the left corner to Robson. He's hemmed in by Sidney. Here's a post-up move by Spencer George. Got it. Eight-footer. Ball hit the floor. It was picked up by Bill Fountain and dropped in by George to make it 6-2. Sidney up four. Coming off a screen, it's Andre Gordon. 22-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound by Bill Fountain. Far side of the floor. It's Clement. And then Clement from midcourt throws a long errant pass over everybody out of bounds against the Chieftains' mat on the wall down to our right. Bill Fountain does not want to get into a running game like we talked about. They just don't. They don't need to do that. If you got somebody wide open, throw it. But if not, run your offense. Gordon up over the timeline for Sidney. Rotates on top to Hudgens. Hudgens with the basketball. Fakes right, goes left. Ball whipped to Rogers. Baseline right. On top to Gordon. Good ball movement. He cans it. A three-pointer. Andre Gordon on the money. A long ranger. Nothing but cord. 9-2 in favor of Sidney. 5:09 left in the first. Running the show, Jack Clement out near midcourt. Signals play number 3 for Bill Fountain. Off on the right he goes to Spencer George. Head of the key, it's passed to Dawson Tillman. Clement's now got it. Goes right wing. It's fed on the play to Tillman. And now here's Clement. Clement retreats to midcourt. Sidney's man-to-man defense has been a challenge for Bill Fountain here in the early going. Clement goes around two Sidney players. Then the shot's deflected near the rim by Rogers. Knocked out to Andre Gordon. He scurries down the floor in traffic. Tries to make a no-look pass behind him to a trailer who wasn't there, and it goes out of bounds. 9-2, Sidney, 4:32 left in the first. Chuck, I don't think I've ever seen white numbers on white jerseys.
They are hard to see.
It's a first.
If the outline was a little thicker, it'd be a little easier.
And you know what? Sidney's black numbers are on black jerseys with thin gold piping.
Right.
Only slightly better. Here's a shake-and-bake move down the lane by Fountain. All the way to the rim goes Tillman. Left it short. No good. Rebound, Sidney. Here's a chest pass by Gordon. Ahead to Hudgens. He catches on the run and lays it through. Oh, that was a football-like pass by Andre Gordon to Josiah Hudgens. And it's 11-2. Sidney, we played half the first quarter. 25 feet away, it's Spencer George with the ball for Bell Fountain. Hands off on the play to Tillman. Tillman on a weave to Clement. Clement far left side of the floor, nearly lost it out of bounds to a Sidney cheerleader. Here's a fadeaway foul line shot by Robson. Way short, deflected on the play. Getting a piece of it was Rotez Roberts, and Sidney came away. Rogers down the floor, hands to Hudgens between circles. He sets up the attack. Boy, Sidney's got fingertips or a mitt on a couple of shots so far. Oh, what a fine baseline drive. It's Bowser holding in from the right corner. Nobody switched off to cover him. And Sidney's rolling right out of the chute. 3:21 to go in the first. 13-2. Sidney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Rookin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Rookin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Rookin's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
Chuck, I will say this, and nobody knows it any more than first-year head coach Carlton at Bell Fountain, playing Salina in Game 1. Not good prep for Sidney in Game 2.
You're not going to see the same quickness, that's for sure.
No. We're down to 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bell Fountain weaving the ball out high. It's Clement. Clement gives it up to teammate Nolan Robson. Boy, Bell Fountain having difficulty penetrating the top of the circle, let alone the... Or I should say, having difficulty penetrating the foul line. At the same time, difficulty penetrating the top of the key. There's a pass down inside. And the Fountain players intimidated by Sydney, which leaped off the floor. Two players, Andre Gordon, Isaiah Bowser, went up. The Fountain player lost his balance, fumbled the ball away. Then Sydney stormed down the court and coughed it up and traveled. Fountain gets it back.
Well, Gordon actually jumped over top of him. And I don't know if there was any contact, but there wasn't any call.
That was a football move.
That was amazing.
You see that? You see that on the gridiron. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Still 13-2 Sydney. Clement handles the ball frequently for Fountain. There's an overplay out high, and Andre Gordon stole it. Oh, what a pass ahead to Bowser. He streaks the other way. Driving layup is good. Wow, half a dozen steals so far for Sydney in the first less than 6 minutes.
Would have liked to have seen Gordon handle that a little bit cleaner because we could have seen our first dunk of the year.
Here's Clement, head of the key, near side to Robson for Fountain. They go down inside to Spencer George, broken up. Nice overplay by Rogers, who stabbed at that one, knocked it out of bounds. Well, Sydney's quickness inside, Chuck, is overplaying the taller Fountain players, who simply can't get the ball. Here's a sloppy inbounds pass, nearly stolen. Off-balance maneuver by Spencer George, 6 feet away. He leans in, banked it home. Only the second bucket for Fountain. It took more than 6 minutes. 1:46 to go, first period. 15-4 Sydney. Top of the key, Bowser. Oh, a nice pass down inside to Rogers. Fountain overplayed. Missed the interception. Rogers got the layup, but it was determined by the official on the far side that Devin might have shuffled ever so slightly.
Well, he's closer than I am, so I'm not gonna say he didn't.
15-4 Sydney, 1:28 to go here in the first quarter. Clement picked up by Hudgens. Little pick and roll down inside to George. Busted up on the play by Andre Gordon. Another steal. Fountain steals it right back. 3-on-2, scattered four. In the left corner, Robson. Fadeaway shot blocked. Oh, what a play by Hudgens. Loose ball rebound to Fountain. Howard moved to the rim. And a shot block attempt by Sydney and a foul. Action quite frenetic there the last 30 seconds. Each team a couple hasty possessions each. At the free throw line here for Fountain, Spencer George, 6'5", junior postman, swishes the free throw to make it 15-5.
That's a big kid. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think George might play football.
Three straight points here by Fountain. Second shot coming, Chieftains. George on the way. Swish again. He's got 4 points. Dawson Tillman, a bucket for two, representing Fountain, six. We're near the 1 minute mark, first quarter. Sydney up nine. Here's Andre Gordon in the top of the key. He's got some space, lets it fly. No good off the back iron. Rebound knocked right back to Andre. Shoots it again. Good. He chucked home a triple. Andre Gordon took two tries, one a lengthy two, the next one a three. 18-6, Sydney. Boy, what a first quarter for Andre. How many, Chuck?
He's got 10 of the 18.
40 seconds left in the first. Here's a drive by Clement. Leaves it off to Tillman down low. Deflected out by Sydney.
If he had a spot last year where I thought he needed to work, it's his outside shooting. And, boy, it's smooth in the first quarter anyway.
It looks improved. Quick hands by Sydney. Steal by Rogers. Lead out the other way. Driving layup. Yes, Rotez Roberts got the freebie. Sydney's hands are all over the place. Head coach John Willoughby's got to be tickled to death, Chuck. I bet Sydney's had at least 20 deflections at minimum so far in the opening quarter. 16 seconds left in the period. Fountain wants to play for one, down 20-6. Here's Clement around one player, another one, all the way to the rack. Foul. He missed the shot on the drive. He was hipped by a Sydney defender. Ball out of bounds to the Chieftains. No, it's ruled two free throws. Ah, the official.
Yeah, he corrected it.
Yes. That was the original call. He pointed to the baseline. No shots. Inbounding Fountain. 9.1 to go in the opening quarter. He goes into George, right back to Clement. Turnaround Jay outside the lane on the right. Blocked by Roberts. Loose ball, top of the circle to Tillman. 2 seconds left in the period. Long 24-footer. Hit the back iron. No good. Great first quarter by Sydney to open the 2016-17 season for new first-year head coach John Willoughby. 20-6 Yellow Jackets on scores, broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Bell Fountain. Sydney Yellow Jackets 20, Bell Fountain 6. We've played 8 minutes. We're set to start quarter number two. Chuck, whatever Sydney has lacked in size so far in this game, Yellow Jackets have made up for it with quick hands and quick hops.
Oh, they're incredibly athletic, which we knew they were going to be, and Gordon has really improved his shooting. He's going to be tough to stop this year.
He sure is. Bell Fountain ball to start period number two. Clement dribbles between the legs out near midcourt. Goes around a couple players. Ryan Hines is in now, 6 foot junior. He's at guard. Clement looks inside for George, tries to find him. Boy, he's barricaded, but two Sydney players. Ball can't go to the post. Clement retreats. Bell Fountain's offense has been thwarted. Just two field goals so far. Here's Clement, little crease down the lane.
Wow.
Oh, makes an unbelievable acrobatic shot. Might have been touched by a Sydney player as it left his hand, hit high off the board, cradled down inside the netting, fouled a boot. 20-8 in favor of Sydney. This, Chuck, is a very good-looking sophomore player, Jack Clement of Bell Fountain. Foul shot is made, but the Chieftains are in the lane too soon.
I think they called it on Clement for being on the line. I call it a sophomore mistake, but you shouldn't make that as a fifth grader.
20-8 in favor of Sydney. Top of the circle, Bowser, shot fake. Foul line extended left on the weave with Hines. Now here's Gordon, left corner, baseline, wraparound pass to Hines. He trailed in the lane. Good assist, shot no good, but a foul. Well, you can tell the Yellow Jackets have worked on that chemistry displayed right there between Andre Gordon and Hines. First free throw, Hines rattling out. We played 54 seconds here in quarter number two, 20-8 in favor of Sydney, which once led 15-2. Second free throw, Hines is long, hit the back brace, came off to Spencer George of the Chieftains. Up ahead to Clement. Boy, he's got a quick first step. There he goes to the rim. Way short, though. Shot was hindered down inside by Rotez Roberts. He scoots down the floor, head of the key, down the right side of the lane, around a couple players. Fed it off to a teammate, got it back and scored. Boy, Rotez Roberts is impressive.
Well, he's a freshman that played JV last year, and he was impressive last year on their JV team.
22-8, Sydney. We played a minute and a half, quarter number two. Here's Clement, 35 feet away. Gordon draws that assignment, and Gordon's on him like a glove. Clement gives up the basketball to Robson. Deep left corner goes to Tillman. Coming out to catch is Clement. Foul line, Robson. 6:14 to go in the second. Here's a lob, high-low action, holding on the inside. Hines grabbed Hayes Roebuck of Sydney, or I should say of Bell Fountain. Chieftains ball, baseline, 10 feet to the right of the hoop. Josiah Hudgens back on the floor for Sydney. Hines out. Also coming off the floor for the Yellow Jackets, Rotez Roberts, Devin Rogers back in. Ball lobbed into George, back to the basket. Hands on the play to Roebuck. Roebuck 25 feet away to Tillman. Tillman around a couple players near the rim. A lot of contact. Oh, late whistle. Looked like a no call. It goes against Sydney in the act of shooting.
Well, at the point that he blew the whistle, it was a no call. But I honestly think it was a charge, except that he was a little too deep, and that's not a rule in high school, but he took it right under the basket. Head coach John Willoughby of Sydney, displeased with the call, does graciously hand the official a towel to wipe the perspiration off the floor
and maybe out of his eyes so he can see better.
6:05 to go, quarter number two, 22-8 Sydney. And at the free throw line for Bellefontaine is Nolan Robson, 6'3" sophomore. Eyes the bucket, shots off the front rim, backboard and in. 22-9 Sydney. Clement and Robson, two starters for the Chieftains, just sophomores. It's a good-sized Bellefontaine team with two senior starters, a junior, and two softs. Second free throw rattles around, comes out. Rebound batted, collected by Sydney. Nice board work on the play, but Kelton Stockton is in now, 6 foot junior. Here's Andre Gordon giving the ball up. Foul line extended left to Stockton. Back to Gordon. Long fadeaway triple, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Bellefontaine. Jackets might have settled a bit too quickly on that three-point try. 22-9, Bellefontaine down with the ball. 13-point spread in this game. Sydney's led from the get-go. 15-2 lead at 1 point. High-low action, Bellefontaine, nicely done. Good assist, Robson down inside to George. Or was it Tillman who caught it and laid it in?
Roebuck,
I'll get it right. 22-11, Sydney has the score doubled on the Chieftains. Top of the circle with the ball, Bowser, near side to Gordon. Gordon goes baseline to a teammate. Here's a spin move down low by Alec Gordon, who's in now for Sydney, the 6'3 senior forward. He left it short. Bellefontaine got the rebound and threw it the length of the floor. And Bellefontaine is cherry-picking. Roebuck got the gimme over the top of the Sydney defense. And head coach John Willoughby's seen enough. A little run by the Chieftains. Still 22-13 Yellow Jackets. 4:57 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Sydney basketball. Rattez Roberts finds an open player down inside. Bowser muscles to the rim. Missed it short. It hung. Fell off. Rebound Bellefontaine. Sydney on the back. Momentum right now. Chuck has taken a swing in this game.
Well, I think Bellefontaine has adjusted to the Sydney speed and the quickness of the hands, and that's got them back in the game a little bit.
4:32 to go, second quarter, 22-13 Sydney. Here's Clement 25 feet away for Bellefontaine. He is picked up out high by the Yellow Jackets, Rattez Roberts. Ball thrown deep left corner. It's George. Ball high overhead on the rotation. Clement, head of the circle, thought about the three, didn't let it go. Instead, whipped a bullet pass down low in the block through the hands of a couple Chieftains. That ball had some mustard on it. Bellefontaine didn't catch it. Turnover, Sydney possession.
Hard to catch a pass that's going to go through that many hands. It just gets deflected. It's a tough catch, and it really wasn't a good pass.
4:05 to go, second quarter. Sydney up 9. It's been as many as 13. Here's Andre Gordon from way outside. Longest shot of the night, 24-footer. Bingo! He's got it. Andre Gordon from downtown Bellefontaine. 3:50 to go in the second. That triple by Gordon lifts Sydney to a 12-point cushion, 25-13. Here's Robson out high, throwing down inside to Tillman. Tillman squares up a little four-footer right in front. Lotto rim, down it goes. 25-15 in favor of Sydney. Bill Fountain wants to do that all night long, Chuck, if they can get away with it. Lob it deep into the post.
They've been effective. That's been their most effective offense.
Here's Andre Gordon, 25 feet away, shake and bake move. Leaves it behind him for the three-point shooter. Letting it fly, a deep triple. Good! Wow, Alec Gordon matched Andre's triple, Chuck. That was just as far.
That was deep, and I'm sure that the big brother said, give me the ball, you don't get dinner.
Andre, then Alec. A couple back-to-back from three-point land. 28-15, Sydney up 13. Clement, left flank with the ball for Bell Fountain. 2:50 to go till halftime. Clement on the bounce down the right side of the lane. Gives it to Robson deep in the corner through the head of the key. Wants to whip a pass inside to George. Does. Defenders on his back. Foul against Alec Gordon of Sydney.
They're complaining a little bit. That's the correct call. You cannot go through the middle of somebody. You got to work hard enough to get a hand around the front.
I'm sure head coach John Willoughby not real pleased looking at the scoreboard right now. 17 fouls on Sydney. A single foul on Bell Fountain. Just one. One and one missed, though, by Bell Fountain. Rebound on the play, but George might have gotten away with a walk. Duck under and banked it in. Fine offensive board work by George of the Chieftains. 28-17. Sydney up 11. 2:30 left to go, second quarter. Coming out to catch is Roberts. Now to Andre Gordon, 25 feet away. Loops it cross-court to Bowser. He'll jack it up from three-point territory. Hit the ring, no good. Rebound after the head of the key. But we've got a foul down low on Sydney. A yellow jacket tried to reach in and pop the ball up in the air. That was a technique utilized by Devin Rogers. It looked pretty clean, Chuck. Foul called, though. Usually the official will call that if you slap down. That time Rogers popped the ball in the air. And
it was Alec Gordon.
Or was it Alec?
Yeah, he... going over the back like that, even if you don't foul, a lot of times, especially when a referee screamed, he's going to make that call. It was not a good call.
One and one, Bell Fountain, which is down 11. The free throw up and in. Dead center on the foul shot, Spencer George, 28-18 in favor of Sydney. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Now 18 fouls on Sydney, one on Bell Fountain. George missed that one. A lot of rim. It caromed off. Rebound, Rotez Roberts. Backcourt to Andre Gordon. Yellow Jackets want to make sure they head into the locker room at the break with a double-digit lead. Sydney's earned it. Jumped on top right away to start the game. Yellow Jackets want to sustain this 10-point advantage or more till the break. Here's Rotez Roberts into the top of the key. 16-foot jump shot. Rattled out. No good. Rebound out inside to Bowser. Blocked on the play by Bell Fountain. Picked up by Andre Gordon, who makes a spin move top of the circle. Goes behind the back. Chieftains fans cheer, applauding the call from the referee who said he took too many steps.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I didn't mean he didn't do it.
Minute 45 to go, second quarter. Sydney needs a defensive stop here. 10-point lead, Yellow Jackets. Clement down the right side of the lane. Doesn't feed it. Keeps it. Goes into the middle. Missed it wildly. Tip is in, though. Spencer George, who's been a dynamo inside for Bell Fountain, enables the Chieftains to claw back within 8. 28-20. A minute 20 left in the second quarter. Gordon deep in the right corner. Spots up on the arc. Lets it fly. Short, no good. He's screened off by Robson, who gets the rebound. Out ahead to Clement. Open player down low on the left. It's caught by Robson, who lays it in. Here comes Bell Fountain, which is down by just 6. Sydney failed to get back and find their men. Gordon deep in the right corner on the left-hand dribble. Through the head of the key down the lane. Deals left part of the floor to Josiah Hudgens. He lets it fly. A long bomb. Got it. Big basket by Hudgens. 9-point lead, Sydney. That was all set up with the penetration from Andre Gordon,
Chuck. Yeah. He took it down the lane, drew the defense, and Hudgens drilled the three. That's 5 threes now for Sydney.
Here's a behind-the-back dribble, top of the circle by Clement. He is double-guarded by Sydney players, one of whom picks up the personal. That 9 or 10 on Sydney. Only one on Bell Fountain, Chuck. It has been a long time in a high school basketball game. Or a basketball game of any kind at any level when I saw 9-1 in personal fouls for a half. 1-1 Clement up and in, 31-23, Sydney up by 8. Second shot by Clement. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, swish once more. 7-point lead, Sydney. 35 seconds left in the half. Yellow Jackets ripped out to a 15-2 lead to start the game in the first 4.5 minutes. Since then, Bell Fountain has outscored Sydney by 6. 17 seconds to go, second quarter. Ball being held by Hudgens, 30 feet away. Now to Gordon near midcourt. Bell Fountain doesn't check closely. Gordon may start his move here momentarily. Yep. 7-6, Gordon on the giddy up to the foul line, into the lane, looked like he might have been fouled, shot it long, no good, rebound Tillman, and that's how the half will end. Sydney 31, Bell Fountain 24, good comeback by the Chieftains to make it a game after two. Sydney had a 13-point lead at one time early on in the first quarter, but Bell Fountain, as Chuck noted, adjusted to Sydney's quickness over the span of that first half to get within reach of the Yellow Jackets. It's a 7-point contest at the break. Sydney 31, Bell Fountain 24. Sydney won the JV game, by the way, by 7, rallying from 12 down late in the second quarter to win that JV tilt. Fine junior varsity game turned in by Darren Tabor, who scored 16, and Keith Lee, who scored 16. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine is coming up in just a moment. We are at the break at Bell Fountain High School. It's the Sydney Yellow Jackets 2016-17 opener on the road, and Sydney leads by 7 points, 31-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
And Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are at the half, Sydney up a 7 over Bell Fountain, 31-24. Don't miss out on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture. Furniture items priced just right for your budget. Goffney, for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of the coupon there at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Goffney Furniture at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 just west of I-75. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets actually had their biggest lead of the first half at the end of the first quarter, 20-6, up 14. Bell Fountain has made a game of it, Chuck.
Well, they started handling the ball better. They had 8 turnovers in the first half, but they had 6 turnovers in the first 4 minutes of the game, so they really cut that back. Sydney's turned the ball 5 times. Both teams have 10 rebounds. Bell Fountain has a 3-2 advantage on the offensive boards. Sydney only went to the free throw line twice. That's what happens when you only have one foul. They were 0-2. Bell Fountain 6-10 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Chieftains. They were led by Spencer George with 9. Hayes Roebuck with 6. They got 4 from Clement, 3 from Robson, and 2 from Tillman. They scored 6 in the first, 18 in the second for 24 for the half. Sydney led by Andre Gordon with 13. Then they dropped down to Josiah Hudgens with 5. They got 4 from Latez Roberts, 3 from Alec Gordon off the bench, 4 from Isaiah Bowser, 2 each from, well, I guess that'll only be 1 each because only one had 2. Devin Rogers had 2. They scored 20 in the first, only 11 in the second, 31-24. Yellow Jackets at the half.
As you would expect, Chuck, early in the year, each head coach has put the ball primarily in the hands of one player in each team. Andre Gordon's been the primary ball handler for Sydney. Jack Clement for Bell Fountain. As the players learn their roles, more young men will be comfortably handling the basketball. But on many occasions here in this first half, it's been Gordon against Clement, Clement against Gordon.
Right, and I agree with that, and I think that Gordon is spending a little too much time. I think if he would take it to the basket, they can't guard him.
Right.
Then other people spot up. But right now I think they're settling a little much too much for shooting the threes, even though they made 5 in the first half.
Yep, I'd agree. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Sydney 31, Bell Fountain 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Sydney Yellow Jackets 31, Bell Fountain Chieftains 24. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten at the half by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success right here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center spotlights a cheerleader tonight. The cheerleader from Sydney is Addison Hudgens, a junior cheerleader. She is the daughter of Tish Eisnagel. She volunteers at the school coffee, does Addison. Outstanding 3.65 GPA, participates in student government. She's also a member of the Link crew to help transition freshmen into high school. She is in choir, yearbook, German club, cheers for football. She'd like to attend a small college or university and perhaps pursue the field of business. Addison Hudgens of Sydney, a junior cheerleader, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight performer tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Sydney Yellow Jackets, once up by 14, have seen the lead cut in half. It's now 7-31-24. We're set to start play here in the third quarter. Chuck, three of the last 4 years, these two clubs have met. Nail biters right to the wire. Three decisions decided by 8 points. One of the three games went into overtime. Sydney won the last two, but two and by one. And 3 years ago, Sydney lost 54-49 in OT. And this game could get mighty snug before it's over. The Fountain seems to have adjusted to Sydney's quick pace. Yellow Jackets with the ball. We enter play in the third. Andre Gordon's got it on the arc. Now being guarded by a different player, it's Robson. Clement was on him much of the first half. Head coach Carlton's made a switch. Weave out front. Goes on the play to Roberts. Near side, long three. Sydney in the air. It is no good. Bouncing off the rim. Hudgens couldn't get it to go. Oh, and a rebound down inside. Gordon with a beautiful left-hand reverse layup. Andre got it to fall.
That was athletic.
You took the word right from my
mouth. That was athletic.
Athletic indeed. A+.
I think maybe Bell Fountain came out in a little bit of a matchup zone that time.
It did look a little unusual, didn't it? 33-24, Sydney up 9.
They weren't following cutters through, so...
Bell Fountain had the ball knocked out of bounds. Chieftains put it in play on the weave. It's Clement. Foul line fadeaway. 17-footer. Hit the rim. No good. Oh, what a rebound by Andre Gordon. He storms down the floor. Got away with a high dribble. Fed it on the play to Bowser. He barrels in from the left flank. Makes the driving layup, and he's fouled.
We'll sing his praises again. That was one of the better passes you're going to see all year, and it's just the third quarter. Gordon got the ball up. Looked one way, threw a left-handed pass, and hit Bowser on the run.
And he controlled a real high dribble at the end of that drive. Thought he might get a whistle for palming. Bowser completes the three-point play, but dropping in the foul shot. And it's 36-24 in favor of Sydney, which notches the first five at the beginning of the second half of play. Here's Robson, foul line for Bell Fountain. On a weave, it goes to Tillman out high, 25 feet out. He wants to drive, can't, hands off to Clement. On him is Rontez Roberts. A little pick and roll with George down the inside. He catches and muscles to the rim for two. 36-26. For George, that's 11 in this game. We played 90 seconds in the third quarter. Sydney up 10. Top of the circle, Bowser. Left side pass to Roberts, on top to Gordon. As we explore this Bell Fountain defense, Chuck, yeah, it is some kind of a zone because I don't see switching on the wings.
No, the cutter goes through. They're just passing him through.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but cord.
Like I said at halftime, I'd shoot more threes if I was Gordon.
Here's Clement slipping down the left side of the lane for Bell Fountain in traffic. Flipped one up off the glass. No. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up. Got it. Bell Fountain needs a timeout. Sydney's bolted to a 15-point cushion, and here it comes. Timeout, Chieftains. Sydney starting the second half, much like the Yellow Jackets began the game. Up 15, 5:38 to go in the third on scores.broadcast.com.
What is proper?
Duh. It's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy. Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Frupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Frupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Frupper is happiness for the whole crew. Every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Frupper.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Bell Fountain. Sydney has exploded to a 15-point advantage, 41-26.
That's 10 points in just over 2 minutes.
Yep, the Yellow Jackets have got the offensive arsenal to put the ball in the basket repeatedly and quickly.
You better have your hands ready when you're playing with Andre Gordon with the basketball, because you never know when it's going to get to, even if you don't think you're open.
And he is so impossible, Chuck, to stop once he gets up momentum headed down the floor. The only way you can slow him down is fouling.
Right.
He's going to streak to the other end and either get to the rim or make a great pass. Bell Fountain, after the timeout, turns it over, a moving screen or a travel called. My mistake, it was not foul number two on Bell Fountain this game. It was a turnover. Here's Gordon, the fadeaway triple from the left wing, way short. That was a hasty shot. Rebound by Bell Fountain, off and running down the floor. Robson, he's crowded near the rim. Missed it, no good. Stick back is no good. Bell Fountain saves at midcourt, throws it away, though. Scattered floor, Bowser right down the lane. Little teardrop in front, rolled out, no good. He got the stick back and made it. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that.
They do not want to run with them.
Midcourt, Robson for Bell Fountain. Fakes right, goes left. Gets a high screen at the elbow. Gives it to Tillman. Back out to Clement, 25 feet away. 43-26, Sydney owns its biggest advantage. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Clement retreats the near midcourt. Passes off in the left flank to Tillman. Tillman guns a triple. It hit the back rim, no good. Strong rebound inside by Sydney. And the rebounding foul is against Bell Fountain over the back. Thought we might get a Bronx cheer from the Sydney section across the way.
Yeah, well, they like the 17-point lead. They're in a good mood.
Right. Two team fouls on Sydney.
6-1 rebounding advantage here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter by the Yellow Jackets.
My goodness, and that spelled the difference. Sydney owning the board, just quicker off their feet are the Yellow Jackets. Baseline left, it's Rogers for Sydney. Powers in against Clements, uses his body well. Half hook shot from 8 feet by Rogers, hit the flange, no good. Rebound Bell Fountain. Clement with a long lead out down the floor near the rim, caught on the play by George, and he lays it in. Tremendous 60-foot pass by Clement. That was like a quarterback hitting a wide receiver on a post play down the middle of the field. Foul called to boot against Sydney. 43-28 is the score.
I'm going to disagree a little bit. More like a tight end if you look at George's body.
Yes. He looks like a high school Gronkowski.
He is a big kid, and he's only a junior.
Free throw made, 43-29 in favor of Sydney, which launches a quick three from the left side. It's Bowser, way short, didn't catch rim, tie up on the rebound. Bell Fountain possession. Sydney has settled, Chuck, a little too quickly for three balls on several possessions in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to give Andre the green light, but some of them were shooting it just a little too fast.
Mm-hmm. Here's Tillman to Robson, 25 feet away for Bell Fountain. The go-to guy, George, in the middle, wants it. Rogers on him. Clement out high. Left side pass goes on the play to Robson. Hits a cutter in the lane. Little eight-footer, Tillman, bottom of the well. Good-looking shot by Dawson Tillman, a 6'5 senior. He's been held in check pretty well by Sydney tonight. The lead down to 12, 43-31. Five straight by Bell Fountain. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. On top, Bowser, deflected by Clement, rolls to midcourt. Bowser gobbles it up, gives it up near side to Andre Gordon, and motions of play. Clement on Gordon. Oh, shake and bake move. Baseline right, fall away. Pretty, left it short, though. Rebounded by Clement of Bell Fountain. Behind the back, Chieftains Clement. Top of the circle, down the lane. Suspends himself, blocked on the arc. Bell Fountain gets it back. Long three ball, bullseye from long range.
It was jacked up and made by Nicholas Lyons, the 6'1 junior in off the bench. And what was called, Chuck, a foul also?
They called after the play, they called a foul on Rogers.
So after the made basket, threw an elbow into a back. Elbow foul committed by Rogers. Three-pointer, of course, counts. And the Chieftains get a bonus. They have possession again. We're right back down to 9. It was 17. Ball lobbed into the lane to Clement. Feeds it on the arc to Tillman. Looking down inside for George. Tillman wants to dribble. Clawed away by Bowser. Loose ball picked up by Roberts. Look at him go. All the way to the rim. Suspends himself right in front and knocks it down. Up 11, Sidney. Quick action down the lane to Fountain. Give and go. Shot good and a foul. George going to work again. Fine assist from the corner of the Lions. Chieftains answering with pace of their own, Chuck.
Bill Fountain's going to win a lot of games this year.
Sense of urgency being displayed by the home team. 45-36. Free throw good. It's down to 8. 45-37. Maybe it was 40. Yes, scoreboard now registers that 37th point. Boy, just a minute and a half ago, Sidney was up to 17. 8-point game. Gordon on the arc. Elbow on the right. Straightaway Bowser. Double screen. Fires a three. Shy the mark. No good. Oh, what a rebound on the inside. Look at the leaping ability on the interior by the Sidney Yellow Jackets. Man, what a play by Rodgers. Roberts, he skied. Dropped it through. Head coach John Willoughby gets a timeout. He'll give his forces a respite. Need a little better D for Sidney. The remainder of this third quarter. Yellow Jackets up 10, 1:56 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sidney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Sidney owns a 10-point lead, 47-37, over Bell Fountain. Chieftains got within, I think, 7 on one occasion, Chuck. No closer than that, I don't believe.
It was 7 at the half.
7 at the half, right. Sidney pushed it out to 17 right away. And here is a bad pass by Bell Fountain. Chieftains with an error coming out of the timeout by Sidney. Ball delivered by Tillman down to the baseline left, intended for Roebuck. Here is a quick three ball by Sidney down to a right. Well, Gordon's got freedom behind the screen. He lets it fly and popped it in from long range.
Takes him to 21 for the game here in the third quarter.
And the lead swells back out to 13, 50-37, a minute 17 to go in the third. Dribbling Clement, left corner. Curls into the lane, makes an errant pass. Tried to lob it over a couple players, intended for George. Good leaping ability by Roberts, who stole it. Hits the trailer, flies up a long three-pointer, missed by Hudgens. Rebound down to George of Bell Fountain. At Ed to Clements, loops it near side to Tillman. Tillman around a player or two into the lane, running one-hander, swished it, and he's fouled. Sidney just didn't get set defensively. 56.3 to go third quarter.
They've had some defensive lapses here by just, yep. Looks like they just lose a little concentration. They get the lead, and then they kind of coast a little bit.
Exactly right.
They get that killer instinct, they're going to be awfully good.
11-point lead, Sidney, 50-39, 56.3 to go in the third. Bell Fountain connects at the stripe, and it's 50-40. 50 seconds remaining in the third period. Let's see how long Sidney can hold it here at the end of the period, Chuck.
that's not their strength.
Uh-oh, Gordon fell down top of the circle, lost the ball. Picked up by Bell Fountain. Here's a hard-driving layup down the floor. Good by Roebuck. 50-42, Sidney up 8 after the error. Here's Gordon driving on the left side of the lane. Pulls up outside the paint. Bank shot, missed it. Rebound Bell Fountain, one-on-one. Clement driving hard, overshoots against the Sidney defender, Grotes Roberts who fouled him. Two free throws. Chieftains 24.4 to go in the third. 50-42. Boy, it has been a contest of surges.
Yeah, you want to talk about runs in a game.
Yeah, so much for a final score in the 40s like it's been the last 2 years. Not going to happen tonight. Free throw by Clement is good. 50-43. Sydney ahead by 7. Isaiah Bowser back on the floor for the Yellow Jackets. Also in Ryan Hines. Second shot to Clement. Fine looking sophomore. Way short of the mark. No good. Rebound Bowser to Andre Gordon to midcourt. 18 ticks on the clock. Late third quarter. Sydney up by 7. That was the halftime spread, 31-24. It's been a 19-19 standoff in the third quarter of this game. 6 to play in the period. High screen set by Bowser for Andre Gordon. Here's a 30-foot shot. Barely caught iron. Rebound Hines at the buzzer. Missed it. It wouldn't have counted had it gone. 3 periods in the books. First 2 or 3 minutes of the fourth quarter will be crucial. Sydney up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 50-43, Sydney over Bellefontaine. We kick off play here in the fourth quarter. Sydney was up by 17, 43-26, a little less than 3 minutes into the second half. Bellefontaine roared back, outscored Sydney 17-7 during one stretch, and we've got a seven-point ball game. Here's Rogers, right wing for Sydney. Cross-court pass to Gordon. Head fake, goes baseline. Oh, look at that reverse. A dandy. Oh, what a play by Andre Gordon. He took off, Chuck, on the left side of the basket, wound up underneath on the right side, and made it look easy.
Well, you got choices to make, and if you step out on him, he does that. If you sag off, he's going to drill you with a three.
Here is Bellefontaine in the lane. It's Robson, six-footer, way short, no good. There's Spencer George, unmolested rebound. He clears out space and gets an easy one. 52-45, Sydney up 7. 7:08 to go in the ballgame. Gordon, top of the circle, gives it up on the play to Devin Rogers. Right flank, it goes right back to Gordon behind the screen. A long three-pointer. Wow, longest shot of the night. Has Andre Gordon ever improved his shooting or what, Chuck?
It's so smooth.
Here's a baseline drive by the Chieftains. Ball punched up in the air by Sydney. Taken away by the Yellow Jackets. Foul in backcourt on George of Bellefontaine. Sydney up 10 thanks to the Gordon three. 6:43 left in the fourth. Now the Yellow Jackets will bring it down. A chance to push it out to 12 or 13. How many three-pointers for Andre Gordon?
6.
He's been red hot tonight. And it seems like, Chuck, whenever the Chieftains get up on him, he just retreats a step or two and makes an even farther three-pointer.
Or goes around and shoots a layup.
Exactly. And gets double-teamed at the rim and splits him and makes a reverse shot. Oh, here's a good look by Sydney. Fine teamwork. 1, 2, 3 passes down inside to Devin Rogers for a bunny on the block. Sydney will take that every time.
Here's Clement challenging Sydney's defense right in the teeth of it. Missed it below the foul line. Rebound Sydney. Long lead out down the floor. Driving layup. Tipped away. No good. Bowser with the stick back. In and out. No good. Rebound by George of the Chieftains. Tough break there for Sydney, which could have inched ahead by 14. Here's a travel by Bell Fountain. Yep, the official spotted that when the ball was fed into the lane to Tillman. And he dragged his pivot foot twice. Good defense by Sydney. 5:54 to go in the fourth. 57-45, Sydney up a dozen. Here is three-quarter court pressure by Bell Fountain. He goes to Hines in the middle to Andre Gordon, and now Bell Fountain says, we can't press him.
No, they're not. They're not going to go full court. They just try to get a steal on the inbound and then drop back.
Right wing, ball fed to Rontez Roberts, down inside to Bowser. Hits the trailer, Hines in the middle. Shot blocked, but he's hacked. Nice sharing of the basketball right there by Sydney in the half court. And head coach John Willoughby applauds it. 5:39 to go in the fourth. 57-45, Sydney up a dozen. Hines shooting two. He missed his two earlier. This one, nothing but net. The lead 13 for Sydney, 58-45. Second shot, Hines. One, two, three dribbles. Flexes his knees and didn't catch the iron. Ball out of bounds to Bill Fountain. Hines on the floor right now for Sydney, along with Rontez Roberts. Devin Rogers in the post. Has Andre Gordon sat a second in this game?
He has not been out of the game.
Didn't think so. Isaiah Bowser has been out very infrequently as well. He's on the floor now. Oh, look at that driving layup with the left hand by Tillman of Bell Fountain as he spurted right around two Sydney players who didn't slide over. And Tillman went to the rim from the corner and nestled one up and in off the backboard with the left. 58-47, Sydney up 11, 5 minutes to play in the game. Here's Rogers, left corner, shot fake, spin move into the lane, goes to Gordon, right corner, ducks under, doesn't shoot, passes, Sydney gets the loose ball, throws to Hines, deep three, left side, missed it off the flange, jump on the rebound, arrow says the Chieftains get it.
Going back to the fact that Gordon hadn't sat yet, he doesn't look like he's even sweating.
No, he really doesn't.
He's got 26 points, and he looks like he's just got done warming up.
Yeah, cool as a cucumber. Looks like Roger Federer on the tennis court. Never perspires a drop. Here's Bill Fountain deep in the right corner. Screen on the play for Nicholas Lyons. In off the bench. Overshot it. Weak side rebound to Andre Gordon. Three on two break. He took too many steps. Best move of the night right there, Chuck, but it was illegal.
In the NBA, he could still be going.
4:30 left in the game. Sydney up 11, 58-47. Sydney hasn't cashed in its last couple trips. Top of the circle for Bell Fountain. It's Robson. Dumps it back outside on the play to Lyons. Shot fake, foul line. Delivers to Roebuck, to Clement, deep three, 25-footer, rim, backboard, no good. Rebound tipped, Rogers to Gordon. Andre's got it, comes to the center line. 4 minutes even to go in the fourth. Sydney up 11. Andre veers off to the right, feeds to Bowser straight away, bumps up the three ball and shoots it right in. Isaiah Bowser from downtown. 3:47 left in this game. Sydney's lead swells to 14, 61-47. Deep right corner, Lyons feeds inside to George. Half hook shot over Rogers, who made him work for those two. Shot strong. Fine defense, but Devin. Rebound Sydney. Here's Gordon with a player on his hip. He's being ridden as he comes down the floor. Foul, Chieftains, with 3:30 to go in the game. Five team fouls each way. Sydney Yellow Jackets tonight, Chuck, with what, a dozen three-pointers on the evening? Somewhere in that neighborhood.
It's got to be close.
329.
Nine.
How many?
Nine.
Nine. Well, Andre's got six of them.
He's got six.
Here's Andre, top of the circle, goes behind the back to the three-point shooter. It is Hudgens, missed it off to the right, no good. Good try. Nearly worked. Shot didn't go in. Deep right corner, Lyons has it for Bell Fountain. Setting, shooting, missed it long. Weak side rebound, George. Blocked away by Rogers, who got an elbow in the face. Fed it out to Bowser. Stripped on the play by Clement of Bell Fountain. Action frenetic at the moment. Clement down the lane. A lot of traffic. Poor defense by Sidney. Shot good and a foul. Foul against Sidney's Rontez Roberts, as the pace of the game in the last minute has been wild and careless. Scoreboard reads 61-49 on the two-point field goal by the Chieftains, who are at the stripe when we resume action with 2:54 left in this game. Chuck will take timeout. Let our listeners know all about Brookins in Fort Laramie, which has many old local pictures of sports teams right on the walls beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins have owned and operated Brookins for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie. At 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. 2:54 to go in the fourth. Sidney up 12, 61-49. Bill Fountain slowly but surely, Chuck, running out of time.
Well, they keep falling behind, and then they make little runs to get back in it. But Sidney just too good, let's just be honest.
Yellow Jackets have been persistent and resilient tonight, answering every Bell Fountain challenge. Three-point play converted by Clement, the very good sophomore guard for the Chieftains. It's 61-50, and Sidney inbounds it. Bell Fountain touches it, goes out of bounds. Clement for the Chieftains thinks the officials blew the call, but Sidney does retain it on the far side. Ball thrown in to Bowser, who loops it up ahead to a teammate. Then Bowser gets it back, drives in from the left flank. Clement hustling up from the rear, nearly swiped it. It goes off his paw, out of bounds. 2:42 to go in the fourth. 61-50. Sidney up 11. Baseline, right of the basket. Bowser plays it in, looking, lobbing to Gordon. It's a little short of him, deflected, and Bill Fountain's got the loose ball. Clement hustles down the floor, feeds, deep right corner, three ball. It is good by Robot. Wow, 2:28 to go in the game. It's a 61-53 contest. Here's Gordon on a spurt down the floor into the paint. Sidney throws it out back to a three-point shooter. Now to Andre in the left corner. Good wraparound pass to Bowser, who muscles up for two and scores, and a foul against Bell Fountain. That was a huge answer right there, Chuck.
Well, you get the ball to Gordon. We've talked about it. If you don't step out on him, he's going to shoot the three, but if you step out on him, he's going around you. There's nobody out there from Bell Fountain that can guard him.
Well, the Chieftains had nipped away at the deficit and cut it to, what, seven? Or I should say eight, yep. And then Sidney answers with a big three-point play the old-fashioned way to edge the advantage back out to 64-53. Here's Clement driving to the lane for Bill Fountain. A no-look pass intercepted. Long lead out to Bowser for the finish. Got it at the other end. And Sidney's up 13. That might have done it. Minute 56 to go. Tillman, head of the key for the Chieftains. Spots up, line drive, three ball. He nestles it in. Bell Fountain answers to cut it back to 10. 66-56, minute 42 to go. Here's Gordon splitting a couple of Chieftain players. Three guard him, 8 feet from the basket. One or two foul him. Gordon's at the stripe. Andre Gordon has got a high motor. Is that a good description, Chuck?
Oh, I would say that's absolutely right.
High motor, pell-mell pace, and 95% of the time, Chuck, he's under control. That's the amazing thing.
Oh, he's definitely under control.
Timeout called, one free throw made, second to come, a minute 41 to go in the fourth. 67-56 Sidney on scores, broadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Free throw by Andre Gordon is good. Oh, what a 1-2 punch tonight, Chuck. Andre with 28. Isaiah Bowser, 19. Minute 34 to go. Sydney up a dozen, 68-56. Chieftains have the ball on the left flank. It is Clement dribbling through the top of the circle. Stumbled, got it back. Flipped it cross court to Roebuck. Now to Clement near midcourt. Time a-wasting for Bill Fountain. Down to a minute 16 to play. Clement veers left baseline. Rogers shifts on him. Thrown to Spencer George in the lane. Turnaround half hook. Seven-footer. Good.
George has 21.
Yeah, he's a real good inside player. Solid as a rock. Just a junior. Foul backcourt against Bill Fountain. No choice. Chieftains have got to reach and claw and send Sydney to the stripe. One and one continues here. Eighth team foul on Bill Fountain. A minute four to play. 68-58 Sydney. This has been the ultimate game of surges and runs. Short ones by Bill Fountain, followed up by those by Sydney. Jackets have answered every charge mounted by Bill Fountain. Sydney jumped out 15-2 to start the game. And repeatedly, Bell Fountain's cut it below 10, down to single digits. And then Sydney pushes it right back out to 15, 16, or 17. We're at 12 now with a minute to play. Both free throws made there by whom, Chuck?
Gordon made them. He's got 30.
30 points now for Andre. Here's Tillman. Foul line extended left. 16-footer. Bell Fountain short. Long rebound to Tillman. On the arc to the three-point gunner, lets it fly way off to the left. Javon Warner in off the bench, a 6'1 senior, couldn't connect. And Sydney got the unmolested rebound, and now the Yellow Jackets spread the floor. Head coach John Willoughby up orchestrating. Deep in the right corner, it's Roberts. Out to Bowser, left side to Andre Gordon. A half minute to go. Sydney up 70-58 over Bill Fountain. Here's Roberts, Hudgens. Now Bowser, right wing Gordon. Cross court to Rogers, who comes out to catch it. That's going to do it. Bill Fountain's not going to guard. We're down to 10 seconds to go. The white shirts stand and look at the visitors. Hang on to the basketball. No guarding takes place. There's no 5-second call as a result. Down to 3, 2, 1. It is over. Sydney lets fly a triple way short of the mark. And this was in the books. The Sydney Yellow Jackets under first-year head coach John Willoughby, who was at Houston for three full decades, defeat Bell Fountain on the road in the Yellow Jackets 2016-17 opener tonight by a dozen, 70-58, as Sydney successfully responded to every single threat put up by Bell Fountain here tonight. Very strong win for the Yellow Jackets, who had to work for it. Bell Fountain didn't go down easily. A lot of credit to the Chieftains, who simply could not guard or stay with Andre Gordon tonight, or Isaiah Bowser for that matter. Chuck will run down all the scoring for us in just a moment. Sydney wins it by a dozen, 70-58 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And and Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Sydney winning by 12 over Bellefontaine tonight as the Yellow Jackets lift up the curtain on the 2016-17 campaign under head coach John Willoughby. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing many firms like Erie, Peak, and Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name several. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one is Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Again, Goffney Furniture on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goffney with high-quality furniture priced just right, located at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living room furniture needs, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Take advantage of the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Yellow Jackets win by 12. How'd Sydney get it done, Chuck?
Well, looking at the scoring for Bellefontaine, they were led by Spencer George with 21, and they got 14 from Dawson Tillman, only two in double figures. On the other side, Andre Gordon was just what he's going to be all year. He had 30 points, if I kept assists. 19 for Bowser, and I guarantee you, of the eight baskets that he had, six of them were assists from Gordon, and other assists. You know, maybe I'm going to have to keep that when we do their games, because I just want to see what he does. He's not just a scorer. He is a complete basketball player.
Yeah, he makes everybody else look mighty good out there.
They out-rebounded a much taller Bellefontaine team, 27-21, only turned the ball over nine times. 7-10 from the free throw line. The Chieftains were 11-16. And I think as you go for the Clancy's player of the game, it's got to be Andre Gordon. I know Bowser had a nice game with 19, but a lot of his, he needs to say thank you very much to Andre.
Chuck, I think there's two numbers which are so key, and you hit the nail on the head. Only nine turnovers for Sydney. At the pace they played, only nine is remarkable. And the Yellow Jackets outscored a much taller Bellefontaine team by six on the night.
Yeah, they were impressive.
Andre Gordon, our Clancy Star of the Game recipient. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, we gave shout-outs earlier tonight to a couple of Rushi sponsors.
which started with us during the basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Congratulations to them. We thank them very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi on board with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at primaryeyecare.org. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture, as we've noted several times tonight, Goffney. Located in Sydney, Route 47, that's Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. Go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Gratitude to all the staff and associates at Dickman. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years. Go one night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. These anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. All of these anchor underwriting sponsors on the web with us online here on scoresbroadcast.com for 8 years or more. We couldn't have gotten off the ground without the underwriting support from all of them. LaCal Equipment kicked everything off for us more than 10 years ago. They were the initial underwriting sponsor, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which has been on with us now for a full decade. Chuck, great opening night for Sydney on the road. Belt Fountain had a game under its belt. Yellow Jackets came to play. Head coach John Willoughby's team ran extremely well, committed just 9 turnovers the entire night. Andre Gordon was magical at times.
Yeah, he was terrific, and I'll tell you what, it was a perfect game, I think, for Sydney and Coach Willoughby, because they won by 12. They did a lot of really good things. Still going to have some nice coaching points he's going to be able to make when they look at the film. They're only going to get better. I can't imagine. I think they're better than they were last year.
Oh, I think so, too. I think the year's experience, extremely helpful. You've got John Willoughby running the show. He was a guard himself when he played, so he knows how to coach, teach, instruct, execute guard play at the high school level. And when you look down through this Sydney lineup, Chuck, it is in many respects a young team, which answered the bell repeatedly tonight. Bill Fountain came charging back, charging back, charging back. Sydney did not wilt, and that is very important, especially this early in the season. What a night here for Sydney. 12-point winners over Bell Fountain on the road. Don't forget now, we've got more action for you coming up this Friday night. Big contest in the Shelby County League, Jackson Center on the road at Rushi. We've got the action for you on scoresbroadcast.com, 8 o'clock tip-off, on the web online at 7:40. Then this Saturday afternoon, the upstart Bodkins Trojans girls team, victors over Fort Loramie, travel to Houston to play the Lady Wildcats, victors over Anna.
Changing of the guard.
Uh-huh. Tip-off 2:30 on the web online at 2:10 Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night, the Anna Rockets travel to New Knoxville. 7:30 tip on the web at 7:10. We enjoy covering games at the New Knoxville gym. We're on that mezzanine level above the backboard at one end. I love that perch. I love it. One of these days, I'm going to get so excited, Chuck, I'm going to accidentally deflect a shot.
No, I'm just kidding. But we are so close to the action and directly above the basket at one end. Rhett Gish has been our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Bill Fountain, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have made their debut in 2016-17, a successful one, turning back the Chieftain 70-58.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.